T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
People, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good afternoon. I'm Mike Simpson.
I'm Rob Archer in for Kieran Adams. Our top local story, Governor Newsom says California needs more testing kits to diagnose anyone who may have contracted coronavirus. A person in Northern California has it but didn't know it for several days. We have in-depth team coverage.
We're told this patient's a woman. She was going about her life, presumably in Northern California, unaware the entire time she was infected with coronavirus. Infected until she showed up at a hospital, but then it took days before an official diagnosis.
This particular case could be the first possible instance of community transmission of COVID-19. It's an individual in Solano County with no travel history and no known exposure to somebody with confirmed COVID-19.
That's Dr. Sonia Angel with State Health. She says that they are tracking down anyone this woman may have encountered. Right now, the state has just a couple hundred testing kits made to confirm a coronavirus infection. Governor Newsom says the CDC has assured him more are on the way, but he couldn't say how many.
Can't repeat it enough. We need to substantially increase access and availability to testing.
CDC is also sending a 10-person team to help state officials determine if there are other coronavirus infected people who are unknowingly infecting others. Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Three students at UC Davis are in isolation after one of them started showing symptoms that could be a sign of coronavirus. The student has a runny nose and a cough, possibly being exposed to someone with the virus after possibly being exposed. The other two were that person's roommates, and they're not showing any signs of infection.
The world now seems to be in a cycle of pandemics breaking out every few years. The question is, why?
From SARS to Zika to Ebola, now coronavirus. You're not alone if you feel like we're starting to see a pattern here. Experts say there are numerous environmental and societal conditions behind turning an outbreak into a pandemic.
Population growth, overcrowding, and a combination of, as we know, altered human behavior, agricultural factors, environmental changes.
Dr. Syra Madad is senior director of the Special Pathogens Program at New York City Health and Hospitals.
There's a number of different factors here at play, and what we really need to do is continue to look at these processes and invest in preparedness. That will be the key to saving lives.
It does seem like we're in a once-in-every-few-years cycle of pandemics, each one more threatening than the one before. Chris Seidens, KNX 1070 News Radio.
And we have a global coronavirus map on our website, KNX1070.com, showing how this thing has spread. It is eye-opening. The U.S. Department of Education slams USC's handling of complaints about former campus gynecologist George Tyndall.
USC has been ordered to overhaul operations, and it's been placed under federal monitoring for 3 years. Secretary of Education Betsy DeVos insists too many at USC turned a blind eye to evidence that Dr. Tyndall was preying on students for years. She says in a statement, it's heartbreaking and inexcusable.
This ruling by the Department of Education is as serious as it gets.
Attorney David Ring represents dozens of former Tyndall patients now suing the university.
This is a wake-up call to USC that something has been wrong at that university for years, that they have not protected students.
Tyndall, who worked at the USC Student Health Center for nearly 30 years, has been accused of sexual misconduct by hundreds of former students. A 2018 LA Times investigation revealed he was allowed to leave USC with a financial payout and a clean record with the state medical board. Tyndall is now facing criminal charges involving 16 former patients and has pleaded not guilty. He surrendered his medical license last year. Claudia Pescuta, KNX 1070 News Radio.
USC did not immediately respond to our request for comment.
The suspect in the murder of three men at a Paris Valley Cemetery earlier this month has been taken into custody in Wyoming. Local authorities in Cheyenne pulled Jose Garcia over during a traffic stop today, recognized he was the suspect in the murders. They also found 15 pounds of marijuana inside the SUV. The Riverside County Sheriff's Department is now waiting to extradite him back to Southern California. Investigators have not said if the murders are gang-related or if they could be tied to a drug cartel. The bodies were found at the gravesite of a man who was killed in Mexico in December.
Coke, Pepsi, and some other major companies have been sued by an environmental group over plastic pollution in California. The Earth Island Institute is demanding the companies clean it up. Earth Island General Counsel Shimona Majumdar tells KNX the sheer volume of plastic is overwhelming and less than 10% actually gets recycled.
What's happening to the rest of it? The rest of it's going to landfill. The rest of it's going to incineration or it's ending up out in our environment. And I believe that consumers would be interested in making different choices if they knew that the product that they thought they were buying was recyclable when they bought it was, in fact, not recyclable.
Lawmakers in Sacramento are considering measures that would force food and drink companies to come up with ways to capture empty containers. The American Beverage Association tells KNX in a statement companies are already investing to increase bottle collection so they can be recycled.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.